This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. There are some signs of recovery in the U.S. state of Hawaii after deadly wildfires incinerated a historic island community and killed more than 100 people. Thursday, public schools across Maui reopened, welcoming displaced students from Lahaina, and traffic resumed on a major road. This is as the search continues for the missing. Hawaii's governor vowed to protect local landowners from being victimized by opportunistic buyers when Maui rebuilds. Governor Josh Green said Wednesday that he instructed the state attorney general to work toward a moratorium on land transactions in Lahaina. At a security checkpoint trying to reach her home, Lahaina resident Josephine Tomas choked up trying to describe what she saw the day residents were fleeing.
The time that I heard that people are lying on the road, they're dead. People are jumping in the water, in the ocean, just to survive.
The forecast for fires in British Columbia, Canada, could be the most challenging 24 to 48 hours of the summer, the province's director of wildfire operations said on Thursday. Cliff Chapman said it would be difficult through the night into Friday morning.
We'll have the potential to see lots of new fires across BC, and those fires will challenge even our air tanker and helicopter resources and our ground resources, as we are likely to see a number of new fires happening across the province.
This is Canada's worst ever wildfire season, with more than 1,000 active fires burning across the country. Experts say climate change has exacerbated the wildfire problem. If you'd like more on this story or any of the other stories we're covering,